Hello, and welcome to Change From Within. I'm your host, Mary Clavier. This podcast is here to help you find ways to bring more alignment into your life, whether it's by sharing tips or tools or resources or pieces of wisdom. I really believe that we're all here to support each other along this journey. Everyone's journey is unique. Yours is different than mine. Mine is different from the next person's. But if we can come together and support each other and share what we learn along the way, it makes it more fun and more enjoyable for all of us. So thank you so much for being here. I have been reflecting recently on the direction of this podcast and also the types of listeners that I have and who I generally find kind of comes into my field or into my orbit. I've been working a lot more with human design, which I've had a couple of podcast episodes about that in the past. I'll link them in the show notes. If you're not familiar with human design, you can go back to one of those. But really looking at what are the ways that I have consistent energy that I can show up to support you and to support others and really bring what is most consistent and most potent, if you will. Yeah, like the things that's most, I want to say powerful, but not powerful in the way of power, but like the strongest, I guess, really. Like the strongest parts of myself so that I can best serve you. So anyway, part of that I've noticed is a lot around identity, a lot around the self. And it's probably because I have a defined identity center. That's one of my two defined areas. And if you're not familiar, I mean, you can go get your human design chart and everything. Again, check the show notes. I don't want to get too far ahead for you. And this episode is not really about human design, but from the identity perspective, it's all around the self, your purpose, what you came here to do, self-love, like all of these things that have to do with, identity, self, purpose, et cetera, et cetera. And so since I have this defined, it's something that I have a lot of consistent energy around. And what I find is a lot of the people that I speak with have this undefined. So they don't have consistent energy around it. And they may be more experimenting and exploring their own identity. And so I say that because then it had me thinking for this episode that I could talk a little bit more about some of the basics. And this, I will preface by saying, I learned this question in another program in a beautiful, beautiful container called Rebirth that a dear friend and mentor of mine, Sarah Naya Soleil, runs every year. I will link that in the show notes too. I hope to have her on a future episode actually. But this is something that I learned from her that I've really been exploring over the years and really taking a deeper look at the self, taking a look internally, forgetting all the noise outside and taking a look internally. And so this question that I want to pose to you and that I want to talk about today, whether or not you have a defined or undefined identity center, the question is, who am I? Who am I? Take that in for a minute. And, you know, I've done the Rebirth curriculum a few times now. And the first time when I heard that, I was kind of like, okay, you know, and I just started listing off all of these things about myself. And actually, that's great. And you can start there. And that's certainly where I started. And then the invitation to go deeper is talking about, but who are you really inside? What speaks to your soul? What speaks to what you really came here to do? How do you feel those places in you that get so lit up about something? You get so excited or you love this topic so much, whatever that topic may be. I've seen on social media a couple times where some posts go viral about little girls that love things that are typically, you know, more masculine in the world. Like they love bugs, for example, and they want to be a scientist of some type. And so all these women scientists from around the world rallied together to support this little girl when she was being picked on. And I'm talking about those types of things, like what makes you quirky and interesting and things that you really love to do that it doesn't feel hard. It doesn't feel like work. It doesn't feel like anything because it feels like so much love and excitement, right? So this question is something that I wanted to bring to this podcast and bring to you because I'm talking so much about change, right? You're here listening because we're talking about change and how to change from within and different ways that you can do that, how you can take action around it, how you can be more in alignment with yourself. And I kind of had this light bulb moment click of, well, how are they getting more aligned with themselves if they don't know where they're going or if they don't know who they are, right? So the first part of it is who are you? And then it goes on to what are you looking for in this world and how can you follow that more? But the first part is really, who are you? Who are you deep down? And it's the parts of you that probably nobody else really knows about. I saw this other great clip recently. This is great because all these ideas are coming to me with for examples of, I saw this clip of Trevor Noah talking about Harry Potter and friendship. So if you're familiar with Harry Potter in the later books, there are these things called Horcruxes, which is where Voldemort hides pieces of his soul so that he can continue to live on. Okay, if you don't know Harry Potter, I highly suggest, I love Harry Potter, so you know, go for it, read the books, they're amazing. But what Trevor Noah basically explained was that he thought that relationships were like Horcruxes because you give a piece of yourself to this person and you give a piece of yourself to that person and a piece over here and a piece over there, and no one ever really sees the full you as your full being. And this is another reason that it's an inside question. It's something for you, and you are the only one that can answer it. And it really is, who are you? Who are you? Why are you here? What do you want? Those are some of the follow-ups, right? But it has been very impactful for me. It feels very simple in one way, but it's also very deep and very impactful. So I'm forever grateful to Sarah for that. And it came up today for me that it felt very important to share that with you, because as you're looking for more alignment in your life, as you're looking to change and do things in different ways, and you know something is telling you inside that, this is not quite right. This doesn't feel right. Something about this doesn't feel good, or I'm not happy over here, or whatever the case may be. And I'm not saying that we're meant to be happy all the time. I definitely don't think so. We're meant to also go through pains and struggles in this life. But if you really think of, where do you try to spend the most of your time? Is it on things that really light you up? Is it on things that you feel so great about? Another example, you're hearing all my like favorite little clips now, but another example is that Taylor Swift recently talked about, so she released a new album. Yay. No, she didn't release it yet. She announced that she's releasing a new album. Yay. I'm so excited. And it's called the Tortured Poets Department. And she's been working on it for, well, she said she's been keeping it a secret for 2 years now. But basically, if you look at the timing, she's been working on it since she turned in her last album. And so usually artists kind of take a break in between albums, and then they promote and they tour and all of those things, and then they eventually write more songs. But she talked about, she just loves making music. She loves making music. She loves making new songs. She loves writing new songs. And that for her is something that's, you can tell, it's part of her purpose and what lights her up and is really the space that she loves to be in. And so I'm sharing this example because where are those places, or what are those things that really light you up? What are they? And can you listen more to those voices that try to whisper to you to get more on that track? Okay, I have so many examples. I'm going to give one more. There is a clip of Oprah. Someone asked her, they were interviewing her about something about, I think the question was around why people aren't happy or why people can't get what they want to get or something like that. And her response was that people don't take the time to look at what they really want, where they want to go and what they really want. They don't know what they want. You need to know what you want in order to be able to work on a direction to get there. So that's kind of the second part of it too. It's really identifying who you are. And part of who you are is also, what do you want? Where are you going and what do you want? Because all of these different parts of you that make who you are, that will help to dictate and to show you, okay, well, this feels better. This feels really good for me. This feels in alignment for me. So this is the direction I'm going to go. This is what I really want. This is where I want to be. That kind of thing. And it feels really important to share this with you in this way, because we can really be caught up in what other people are doing or where other people are going, and we lose ourselves, right? I'm sure you've had that experience. I mean, I've had that millions of times where you look at what someone else is doing and then you think, oh, well, maybe I should do it that way, or look what this person's doing. Maybe I could do that instead, right? All of those questions to yourself. When really, instead of looking at anything else, you can take the time to sit with yourself and ask yourself, who am I? And so I ask you, who are you? And how can you explore that, be curious about it, and start piecing it together and figuring it out? I will also say, I don't have it all figured out. I think I'll be answering that question for myself for the rest of my life, but you can certainly answer it. I think I'll be asking myself that question basically for the rest of my life, but you can answer it for where you are right now, right? And as you adjust and grow and expand and get more into alignment, then you can ask yourself again. Or if you feel off track and you know something in you is telling you that you're off track, you can pause and reflect and reset and ask yourself that question again. So it's really about, how are you staying aligned with your truest self? Are you listening to your truest self at all? Or are you just kind of going through the motions and really trying to figure it all out with your mind? I'm saying these things because I have completely done them. I didn't start even asking myself these questions until a few years ago. And I definitely love to work from my mind space, for sure. Like that is just always what's happening up there. Except over time, over these past few years, I've been trying to really practice and not come from that space so much. So it's really about, how can you quiet the mind, look more inside, and figure out who it is that you really are? And, you know, if this doesn't resonate, or you're saying, what is she talking about? I don't really get it. That's okay. That's totally okay. And if it aligns for you, that's great too. It's really about just kind of thinking about, who are you at your truest expression of yourself? And loving that, loving you for who you are. That will be a whole other episode. But, you know, really, really allowing yourself to look and go deeper and explore really who you are, without judgment, without criticizing yourself. And you say, oh, well, I love this, but, you know, that's kind of ridiculous, or, you know, that's not helpful for anything in my life. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And I'm not even saying that you have to do it as a job. I read once a woman that loves to figure skate. She absolutely loves to figure skate, but she's not an Olympic athlete at it. So she does it as a hobby, and she goes every morning before work. I mean, at some crazy hour, because she really loves it, like 5 a.m. or something, I think. Because it's not crazy, but for me, I don't love figure skating, so I wouldn't get up at 5 a.m. to do it. But the point is to find more things in your life, whether it's work or it's hobbies or just how you move about your day, to find the things that are really aligned with who you are, with the truest parts of yourself. So really looking towards the joy, looking towards the things that interest you, that you feel great about, that you love. Music is one of those for me, just to give an example. I'm not a musician, although I did start to learn the guitar during COVID. That was one of those COVID hobbies that comes and goes very quickly. But I do love music. I love listening to music, so I have it on all the time. And I like singing, so I sing to myself or around the house. It doesn't mean I'm going to be Taylor Swift, obviously, but still, when I do those things, when I listen to music and when I sing, I feel really good. I feel really good. So music is a part of me in a way. So it's part of who I am. So that's a more hopefully tangible, practical example. Really just, are you letting those parts of yourself shine? Do you know what those parts are? So who are you? And are you letting those parts shine? Okay. I hope this is helpful. I hope it really resonated in some way. It felt really important to kind of do this, and feels like a little bit of a reset, because we're really talking about how we're changing to get more into alignment. And I realized, kind of like Oprah said, that in her case, you need to know where you're going in order to go there. But what I'm saying is you need to know who you are deep down to really be able to decide if things are aligned for you or not aligned for you. So I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. Each and every listener is so special to me. You are so special to me, and I really appreciate you being here. If you would like to leave a rating or review or share this podcast with a friend, I would certainly super appreciate that. So thanks again, and I'll talk to you next week.